Welcome to The Gospel According To with Ryan and Mike, a conversation designed to explore what makes the gospel good news in various books and topics of the Bible.
Isaiah 45, verse 1. Thus says Adonai to Koresh, his anointed, whose right hand he grasped, so that he subdues nations before him, and strips kings of their robes, so that doors open in front of him, and no gates are barred. I will go ahead of you, leveling the hills, shattering the bronze gates, smashing the iron bars. I will give you treasures hoarded in the dark, secret riches hidden away, so that you will know what I, Adonai, calling you by name, I am the God of Israel. It is for the sake of Jacob, my servant, yes, for Israel, my elect, that I call you by your name and give you a title, although you don't know me. I am Adonai, there is no other. Besides me, there is no God. I am arming you, although you don't know me, so that those from the east and those from the west will know that there is none besides me. I am Adonai, there is no other. I form light, I create darkness. I make well-being, I create woe. I, Adonai, do all these things.
Heavens above, rain down justice. Let the clouds pour it down. Let the earth open so that salvation springs up and justice sprouts with it. I, Adonai, have created it. Woe to anyone who argues with his maker. Like potsherds lying on the ground, does the clay ask the potter, what are you doing? Or what's this you're making that has no hands? Woe to him who asks a father, of what are you the father? Or who asks a woman, to what are you giving birth? Thus says Adonai, the Holy One of Israel, his maker. You ask for signs concerning my children. You give orders concerning the works of my hands. I'm the one who made the earth. I created human beings on it. I, my hands, stretched out the heavens and directed all their number. I'm stirring up Koresh to righteousness. I'm smoothing out all his paths. He will rebuild my city and he will free my exiles, taking neither ransom nor bribe, says Adonai of hosts.
Here is what Adonai says. The earnings of Egypt, the commerce of Ethiopia, the men of stature from Seva will come over to you and become yours. They will come in chains and follow you. They will prostrate themselves before you. They will pray to you. Surely God is with you. There is none other. Other gods are nothing. Truly, you are a God who hides himself. God of Israel, Savior. The idol makers will be ashamed, disgraced, all of them. They will go dishonored together. But Israel saved by Adonai with an everlasting salvation. You will never, ever be ashamed or disgraced.
For thus says Adonai, who created the heavens, God, who shaped and made the earth, who established and created it not to be chaos, but formed it to be lived in. I am Adonai. There is no other. I did not speak in secret in a land of darkness. I did not say to the descendants of Jacob, it is in vain that you will seek me. I, Adonai, speak rightly. I say what is true. Assemble, come and gather together, you refugees from the nations. Those carrying their wooden idols are ignorant. They pray to a God that cannot save. Let them stand and present their case. Indeed, let them take counsel together. Who foretold this long ago, announced it in times gone by? Wasn't it I, Adonai? There is no other God besides me, a just God and a Savior. There is none besides me. Look to me and be saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God. There is no other. In the name of myself I have sworn. From my mouth has rightly gone out, a word that will not return, that to me every knee will bow and every tongue will swear about me that only in Adonai are justice and strength. All who rage against him will come to him ashamed, but all the descendants of Israel will find justice and glory in Adonai.
Isaiah 46. Bel bows down. Nebo stoops low. Their idols are borne by animals, beasts of burden. The loads you yourselves were carrying are now burdening tired animals. They stoop and bow down together. They cannot save the burden, but themselves go into captivity. Listen to me, house of Jacob, all who remain of the house of Israel. I have borne you from birth, carried you since the womb. Till your old age, I will be the same. I will carry you until your hair is white. I have made you and I will bear you. Yes, I will carry you and save you. To whom will you liken me and equate me? With whom will you compare me as if I were similar?
They squander the gold from their bags and weigh silver on a scale. They hire a goldsmith to make a god before which they fall down and worship. It is borne on shoulders and carried and set in its place, and there it stands. From its place it does not move. If one cries to it, it cannot answer or save anyone from his troubles. Remember this and stand firm. Keep it in mind, you rebels. Remember things that happened at the beginning long ago, that I am God and there is no other. I am God and there is none like me. At the beginning, I announce the end, proclaim in advance things not yet done. And I say that my plan will hold. I will do everything I please to do. I call a bird of prey from the east, the man I intended from a distant country. I've spoken and will bring it about. I've made a plan and I will fulfill it. Listen to me, you stubborn people, so far from righteousness. I am bringing my justice nearer. It is not far away. My salvation will not be delayed. I will place my salvation in Zion, for Israel, my glory.
Thanks for listening to the Gospel According To podcast. If you have any questions about what you heard today, please send us a voice message. We would really love to hear from you. Make sure you follow us on social media, subscribe, and click the bell to get notified when we drop a new episode. Until next time, and for all time, your God reigns.